The Guardian.
My name is Patrick Young, so I'm Programme Director for Theatre for a Change. Sex workers are a group who are very much at risk in Malawi. They're a group that experience quite extreme levels of physical and sexual abuse, and they are at risk of HIV infection. And at Theatre for a Change, our mission is to reduce HIV risk of infection. These women are women who are on the very edges of survival in lots of ways. They struggle for food, they struggle clearly for money, they're struggling to support their own children and often children of other people too. So the women who are in a very extreme sense, they're struggling with very extreme poverty. They wouldn't do this if they had found any other choices, because what they're faced with is this quite extreme situation. And none of the people who we work with have ever done it out of a sense of choice. It's brutal. Women have quite a lot of physical abuse. One woman who we work with had her arm broken by a client the evening before she was due to come to a workshop. Another woman was stripped, naked, and dumped on the other side of town, so had to walk home naked. Sex workers are abused verbally and physically on a regular basis. Frequently, their customers have sex with them and then refuse to pay afterwards. So it's a really brutal situation, which is extremely dangerous, both in terms of physical safety, but also in terms of HIV infection, because customers frequently refuse to use condoms. Or if they are using a condom, will tear the condom in an act of defiance, really.
Do you have any idea of how many women might be involved in this?
In Malawi, a lot of women are engaged in what we would call transactional sex. And those would be women who would never regard themselves as sex workers at all. Young women, middle-aged women are engaged in trying to survive by getting food, money, provisions, exam results from men who have the power to hand those out. That's on one end of the continuum. At the other end of the continuum, you have women like the women in our group who are engaged on a full-time basis in surviving through sex work. So I don't know how many women are fully engaged in sex work as a full-time employment, but the numbers in Malawi are very large indeed because of the extremity of poverty here.
Does this have anything to do with the status of women in Malawi?
For sure it does. Money is controlled by men, and as is sex, of course. So when you have that situation exacerbated by the levels of poverty here, you've got a really powerful concoction which forces a lot of women into sex work.
And at Theatre for a Change, how are you going about trying to change things?
At Theatre for a Change, what we're doing is we've mobilised a group of sex workers who have decided to form their own association. It's called the ABC Group, the Alliance for Behaviour Change. They have taken on responsibility for organising themselves. They have their own structure. They have a chair lady and they have a community link person. And they meet twice a week on Wednesdays and on Sunday afternoons. And with our facilitators who we've trained, they have been through a process of initially individual and group-based behavior change, whereby they learned how to use female condoms and how to be assertive about using female condoms with their clients. And as a result of that, the uptake of female condoms has increased hugely. We've also seen a change of assertiveness around negotiating with clients on the price of the transaction. So the female sex workers have been able to negotiate with their male clients higher prices, which means that they're able to do less sex work for more money, which is a good thing.
And can you tell me a little bit about the theatre component of this?
What we've found is that the women love telling their stories through improvisation and performance, and they find a huge amount of solidarity, I think, in discovering that they're not alone in this process. So sharing their stories, sharing their experiencing, experiences, weaving these together into devised performances in their own language, has been an extraordinary process for them. What's been a revelation, I think, for all of us, is that they are, many of them, absolutely at home in performing. They love it. They love the sense of playfulness. They love the sense of truth that comes through in the performances. And increasingly, they love performing to large audiences in the community.
And the point of performing to audiences in the community is to change people's perceptions, is that right?
Very much so. So we're moving now from a purely individual, group-based behavioural change focus into changing perceptions and hopefully policies around sex work. So that these women are, and they're quite explicit about this, seeing themselves now as advocates for a larger group that they represent, the group of sex workers in Malawi. So it's very exciting to see them take on the power of their voices to effect changes on wider social levels. And we can see that, the chiefs, the community leaders, the traditional authorities get involved by coming to the performances. They get involved in the performances by being asked how things could be different. And then we see them actually being advocates themselves. So gradually we're seeing the women as very powerful advocates for wider social change.
And some of those people who've been watching, I think chiefs and police officers, have actually recognised that maybe these women are victims after all.
Absolutely, yes. We did a performance outside a police station last Saturday, and a lot of police, both police men and police women, were watching. And I think as a vehicle for changing perception, that these are people who have been through a very hard time and who are just trying to survive, really. Means that the police do have a position of taking on that change themselves.
Do you have any prospect of changing perceptions at the top in the political system?
Yeah, I hope so. We've connected with a group of women in the Women's Caucus, which is a group of female MPs, and they've shown interest in seeing the group of female sex workers, and particularly seeing a performance. And what we want to do here in Malawi is pilot a form called legislative theatre, which has been devised in Brazil, and I've been involved in it in London, where theatre is used, yes, to change individuals' perceptions and behaviours, but also to change policies. And that's a very exciting prospect, that we can move from an individual basis of change through to a community, and finally, hopefully, on a national level, to influence policies in a positive way.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.